Welcome to Life, Passion and Business. My name is Paul Harvey and I'm your host for this program today. So I'm currently sitting in an amazing cottage, well, it's a barn conversion, in the middle of the Devonshire countryside. And it really is a spectacular place to be. I'm standing here looking out the window on my room and I can see rolling hills around me. And the water from various springs that come down through this little valley. And then around that, there is amazing fields, and not far out from that, probably another mile or so out to the south, there is the sea. So it certainly is an idyllic situation or location to be taking some time out and thinking and developing new thought. But one issue with places like this is one we never consider, is there is absolutely no connectivity. Well, very, very minimal connectivity. So any possibility of recording or creating a podcast here is fraught with challenge. So this week I had planned several guests and I had planned to record them over the weekend, and I was travelling to get here to make that travel situation. And as we got here, we discovered the Wi-Fi is nowhere near. Well, not just the Wi-Fi, the internet is nowhere near up to recording standards. So guests are out of the question, which brings it back to me. And I wonder this. I wonder kind of like what's the universe saying to me when the technology at the moment is really fighting me. I'm having this with my co-host Lisa. We seem to have dreadful connectivity problems despite being closer than we've ever been. Lisa's currently in the UK. And so I recognise there is something going on in terms of let's not fight this and just roll with it and do what needs to be done. So what am I going to give for you today? What have I got for you today? Well, it did occur to me that the podcast is going through a rebranding exercise. I have come out of that place of where my search. And I guess my search led me to the point, the perspective that there is no meaning to life other than the meaning that you give it. And so giving life meaning is a choice, and it's a choice we must all make. And I guess for some people that's quite a scary thought, that there is no purpose to this. And I touched on it in last week's program when I talked about success. I was talking about that idea that I have an admiration or kind of an envy, if you like, for people who have a religious belief. But I also see that as a prop in terms of it is something which is there to support that idea that life does have a purpose, a greater purpose. So I'm now standing in the doorway looking out over my family who are sitting in the garden, and I'm looking at the trees in the distance. And you think, well, there is a purpose to life. There is a purpose to everything. And the purpose is just to express itself, just to be, just. And that's it, just. So with that in mind, we all have our own opportunity to create the life that we want. And that's the point. Very few of us actually do. We actually create the life. Well, we create it by abdication to the life we get. And that is a choice in itself. Actually choosing to do nothing with life other than to accept what happens. But today's conversation, today's conversation will be about passion, and I'll come back to that in a moment. I just realised I started a conversation and kind of ended it. What I want to think about is that idea about how do we get to the place of where we feel confident enough to be able to create the life that we want for ourselves. What are the tools that are needed to understand more about ourselves, enough about ourselves to go out and get what we actually want? And that is the journey, that is the journey that Lisa and I are on, in a way. That's what we are bringing to Life, Passion and Business. In terms of that, over the next few weeks, we're going to put together all of the tools that are needed in terms of how you or I as an individual come to that place of realization what it is we actually want. And that is exciting, that possibility that we could have what we want out of life by just putting the tools together and determining it for ourselves. That is exciting. So in a word, where my passion has come from over the last few months, or where my passion is going, it's kind of hard to put this into words, but if I can't do it, how can I expect you to do the same? So my passion has always been about taking people forward, moving people forward. There's an interesting story in this one, actually, because they say, if you talk to anybody that has done any work in this, they say that every individual cannot help but express their life purpose. The thing that we do in life is the thing that we've always done. And it doesn't change. We always do it, whether you're getting paid for it or not. And what I've noticed in my life is that I've always been about helping people or moving people forward in some way. And so I discovered coaching when I was about 10 years ago. I discovered coaching and I did a coaching course. And I remember being in this room with a coach lecturing the process or having these presentations. And I thought, hang on a minute, I've been doing this for years. This is what I do. So coaching discovered me before I realized I was a coach. And where I chose to take that in my business life is I'm a marketing coach. So what does that mean? It means that I work with businesses to help them to understand what it is they deliver to their clients, and so that they can then get to the point where they are expressing those parts in their marketing. So that's how I use my coaching in business. But it's also this about moving forward. And there was an interesting example of that. I was meeting a mentor of mine, and in fact I still work with a lady these days. In fact, we've worked with each other quite a lot over the many, many years. But I was sitting at her dining table and we were talking about this, that and the other, and she said to me, "What's your life purpose? You know, what do you do?" And off the tip of my tongue, without thinking, it says, "I move people forward in life and business." And it was that kind of realization, just to say that off the tip of my tongue. I just thought, that's very clear. And I thought, yeah, well, it is clear. I'm not always sure it's true, but that's what I think it is. Anyway, we finished that that conversation, and I went off to continue my day. And it had been snowing very, very heavily in the Scottish town that I live. And I got back to the car park to find some woman in her car completely stuck. And I pushed her out of the car park. I physically moved her forward in her life. And it was such an interesting kind of juxtaposition to be asked about, you know, what do? I move people forward. And the universe gave me an opportunity to physically move someone forward within about 5 or 6 minutes. So it's really fascinating that those kind of things come about. But to me, moving forward some years, you know, I lost the passion for the work that I did. I lost the passion for marketing. And the reason I lost the passion for marketing is that I do look at this world and I think, my God, what are we doing to it? I look at the unbridled consumption and the disgusting displays of consumption that we have from in various locations around the world. How we are asset stripping our planet. But I also recognize that's what humans do. And I don't know how we balance those two sort of things. So one of my passions is that idea of that there must be a better way of living here. And so I have often struggled with that in terms of with the work that I do, with marketing work, in terms of I can't work with companies or people that are doing something which I perceive as pointless or having no human value. No value, nothing, no greater value. So I guess that's the same thing. That's this whole idea about aligning your purpose and what you want in life. And so I have, without realizing, aligned myself with things that I feel comfortable about in terms of I do marketing for companies. I work with individuals, but I have red lines about what kind of businesses I won't work with. And the fact that something has to bring value to the person who is selling it and to the people they are selling it to. So Yeah, it's interesting. I thought I'd lost my passion, but in reality, I hadn't lost it. It had just got covered up by my sense of, hard to use the words, really, what I mean by a sense of, but my sense of disgust, I guess, on some level. I had not allowed myself to see the bigger picture. I often talk about my father in this podcast, and I guess I have to honour him because he is part of the reason why I started this series. You know, watching him, he was an amazing man, my dad. He came out of what can be described of, you know, he was born in 1926, and he was born in poverty. You know, the family never had a lot of money. And his mother died when he was 11. So the family broke pretty much not long after that. And the war broke out not long after that either. So in terms of his childhood upbringing and his life, he had quite a violent upbringing. His his father was quick to raise a hand. And so he had a hard young life. And a life of not very high expectation. And yet he was able to build a career for himself out of his passion. He was passionate and fascinated by electronics and early electronics, so valves and transistors. And he was involved in early radar and in early television. So, you know, he did have passion. But a lot of his passion was tied up through his marriage, through his family, through his wife. And when my mother died 20 years ago, he very much lost the will to live. And he had the opportunities to change that choice, but I don't think he ever fully recovered from losing my mum because he really lived his life through her. And that's what I only recognised in the last few years, that I knew he had done that, but he never made a choice to move on from that. And there was a lot of fear as well. I recognise there's a lot of fear. And fear is one of the biggest things that we all have to overcome. You know, there is nothing to be afraid of, and yet we are all so ruled by this powerful emotion, which in many ways, passion and success and achievement and everything lie at the other side of fear. It's this thing about, can you push through the fear to get to the other side? Because on the other side, there is often something of value. And too often we pull back from that. So what are my passions at the moment? I am really passionate about my family. I have always been passionate about my family. And that's just made me feel emotional, and I don't know why. But I've always been passionate about something about this relationship the three of us have. And we're just hanging out at the moment. We're doing nothing particularly in this amazing place. And my son is still playing on his computers because that's what he wants to do. And my wife is reading a book because that's what she wants to do. And that's great. That's great. And I'm working because that's what I want to do. So it's clear that we all explore our passions in our own ways. So I'm not going to make a long podcast today. You don't want to hear me rambling on for half an hour. So I mean, I'm up to about 15 minutes at the point. So let's kind of pull this into some kind of thing. So my passions at the moment are still about working with people. They are about helping people discover what it is for themselves. So it is this idea of helping people build the life they want for themselves. And in the same process, I get to see that and get to see other people's success, which makes me feel good about it. So that's one of the big aspects for me. And personally for me, privately for me, what are my passions outside of that? Well, I mentioned them last week, actually. I think I mentioned in the Success podcast. I actually love creating things, making things, repairing things. So there is a passion for me in terms of creating things out of wood, or, you know, exploring why something doesn't work and fixing it. But those are kind of simple passions of me. I also do love to sing, and I have to say that's one thing I haven't actually explored for quite a while. So I do need to kind of pick that back up again and start singing again, because I think it's something that did feed me for a very long time. And so many, many years back, in my 20s, I was fascinated by performance and spent a lot of time performing. And I think in some ways the podcast kind of lends itself to that. In some ways this is a performance, and it doesn't actually sound like it in terms of, you know, it's not quite Shakespearean, but it is still a performance. I'm still kind of talking to someone and presenting my case. So I'm passionate about extending and exploring my message. And I think the message that I want to explore and present to the world these days is that there is no purpose in life other than that which you choose to make it. And it's your responsibility to work out what that is for you. So I'm going to leave it there today, I think, because that's enough of a seed to plant. We are going to explore this in much greater detail with Lisa and myself. And also exploring much greater detail with my guests. I've got guests lined up for the next few weeks. I've got an amazing man who runs the Podcast Factory in the US. And he works with fellow podcasters and does production and producing of podcasts. And I've got another guest, actually, who a guy named Matt, who's coming in a couple of days, sometime next week. And I think he's into health and safety, actually, but I think he has an interesting story behind it. He has an amazing story. He's a friend of Lisa's, and she tells me his story is worth a listen. So we'll get into that one next week. So this has been Paul Harvey, your host at Life, Passion and Business, talking to you from a beautiful location in sunny Devon.